in a while you'll see a man with a pear-shaped body, but it's not very common. It's pretty rare. So, do you have any questions from the last time we talked? Showed you some pictures that might have been kind of disturbing. Yes. Well, there's not really a pear. This is the pear-shaped woman. Here?
That's the
rectangle, like the carrot.
Or the striped shirt, because he looks more.
But his upper body is bigger than his lower body. There isn't an upside-down triangle-shaped man, but they do exist.
Okay.
They're just not real common. I'm sorry, you're interrupting?
My second question was, or I just wanted to make sure, can't some boys and girls look like they're skinny, but they're actually not or something like that?
So in my real life job as a teacher, I started doing what we call body fat percentages a very long time ago, like clear back in like 1992, 93, 94. That was a long, long time ago. And I used to have this piece of equipment called skin calipers. And it looked like it had pinchers on it. And then it kind of like had a scale thing. Do you guys need the computers?
No, I was just wondering if my grade's okay.
I haven't had a chance to grade papers yet.
Okay.
I'll get on it right after school. But
it doesn't matter because I'm just walking with my grandma's.
Okay. So you'll be here after school and I'll take a look at it. Okay. I'll try to get it done as soon as possible. Okay. Oh, where was I? Oh, skin calipers. And so this thing kind of had like a big fan looking thing on it, but a lot of lines like a ruler. Didn't quite look exactly like a ruler, but very similar. And so then you... would somebody like to be my volunteer?
Yes.
Okay. So I would have them pull up their sleeve, and I would take my little pinchers, and I would find, and I would have to actually touch them and pinch their skin or fat, right? And I would use my skin calipers, and then it would give me the number on the thing, and so I'd write it down. And then while their arm was hanging down, I'd come behind them. And I would find how much skin and fat was there, and I would pinch behind their arm.
That just is
okay. And then I would have to have them pull their shirt up, and I would grab.
I don't want to anymore.
And I won't do that. So I'd see their bodies, right? And so then find the bottom of this shoulder blade, and I would have to squeeze and pinch their fat there. And then I would have to have them pull their shirt up, and I would have to find their hip, and I would have to squeeze their fat there.
Honestly,
do you feel violated?
Yes, I do.
Yes. So it was very awkward for both of us, right? And, but it worked. And we made it through, you know, and I could calculate body fat percentages that way. Well, now I have a machine that, it's battery operated and it's based a lot on mathematical formulas. And I weigh you and measure your height. You program its stuff in there. You have to tell it whether you're normal or if you're an athlete because athletes have more muscle mass than non-athletes. And so muscle weighs more than fat. Okay? So that's kind of an important part of an equation. So then you program all this stuff in. You put your height, your weight, your activity level, and your gender. Because girls have more fat than boys. Can you tell me why?
Because they don't work out.
No? Lots of girls work out. Why do you think that girls have more fat? Yes?
I think girls...
because they eat more?
No?
Girls have more fat because some girls, they can't really move. Like, let's say they can't really fat. Well, yeah. They can't really find jobs and most girls can stay out.
No. know, that's not any, there's women firefighters, there's women pilots, there's women cops,
yeah, like
you know, so that has nothing to do with it.
Maybe because of the way girls' bodies grow and the way boys' bodies
grow. Yes, but why? Arena.
I think it might be because most boys' jobs are like more productive than girls.
Like physical?
Yeah. Like punching.
Partially, but there's a woman can do just about any job that a man can do. Emma. Sleep a lot? No, I think both genders sleep about the same amount.
I have an idea.
Blake.
Maybe because they have a baby.
Yes.
And then they get fat, and then they have it
that
out.
An idea.
And then
they give birth.
Yeah, and then that fat just keeps leaving there, and then they have to work more to get it away.
Well, you're on the right track. It has to do with reproduction, because women have babies and they have breasts, right? So there's a lot of fat in those parts of the body required for reproduction. Yes.
I think it's because women have more fat because then when their baby forms, I guess, it like spreads out your tummy, so it's kind of,
but being a parent is really hard because you're focused more on taking care of the baby than yourself. And so a lot of mamas have troubles losing weight after they have babies. But it's mostly just because women can have babies that women's bodies have more fat to begin with. Okay? Yes.
And is it because their baby takes all their energy away?
A lot of it, yeah. Mamas are tired. Mamas are tired. Okay, yes.
And I feel like another reason is because when you give birth to your babies, that fat starts to go down more.
But it does, yeah.
I feel like some still stays.
Some still stays.
Because it doesn't all get
used up.
Yeah, because you could have another one.
But most bodies don't lose the weight because they're usually not taking care of themselves like they need to. They're taking care of the child instead of the baby.
To make sure the child
or themselves,
die.
I mean. Huh?
They're trying to make sure the child.
Right. Die. Yeah. So once you have a baby, it's hard to lose, I guess, what you would call baby weight. So the best way to not have baby weight is to not gain too much weight when you're pregnant. So, like, a lot of people said, oh, well, you're eating for two now, and a lot of people use that as an excuse to eat whatever they want. The whole idea of things is that you need to burn the number of calories that you consume. So, consume means to eat, okay? So I think I've talked to you about this before. I'm not going to take questions for a while, so put your hands down. I have something, and I think I've maybe talked to you about it before. An adult body needs, so roughly a male... A male, if they just laid in bed all day long, an adult male, did nothing and just laid in bed all day, they would burn 1,600 calories a day. Your heart's beating, you're breathing, your brain activity, your eyes are blinking, your heart's pounding.
But what if you keep eating if you have a...
Okay, listen to me, I'll explain that. So... Just doing nothing, a man's body would need 1,600 calories just to get through the day. Okay? A woman's body would, at rest, would only need 1,300 calories. Because a man's metabolism, how the rate at which they burn calories, is faster than a woman's. So Blake and Brody are burning more calories just sitting here than you are. It's not fair. Okay.
We have an excuse to eat
more. Okay, so now, back to this. They recommend an adult male should consume around 2,300 calories per day. This is for the average adult man. This is not somebody who has a physical labor job. This is just somebody, just average Joe. Okay? Alright? The average man, okay, should consume 2,300 calories just to make sure that their body is operating throughout the day and having enough energy to burn throughout the day. But that means they need to burn 700 extra calories above and beyond this. So in order to burn all of that 2,300 calories that you ate, you need to do some kind of activity to burn those 700 calories. So when you guys go out at recess and you play football and horses and tag and octopus and all of those fun games, you are burning calories. For women, that means you should be, the average woman should be consuming 2,000 calories a day. I'm a pretty active person. So I consume about between 2,000 and 2,200 calories a day. So I need to burn 700 to 900 calories a day.
Okay? Oh, okay. So if you're a child, and how much are you supposed to be eating to get big and tough?
So if you want to maintain what you've got, if you want to stay where you're at, you need to burn the calories you consume. So if I'm consuming, well, let's look at here. If you get less than 30 minutes of exercise per day, how old are you guys?
9.
Okay, a 9-year-old boy should be consuming 1,600 calories a day and burning 1,600 calories a day. A 9-year-old girl should be consuming and burning 1,600 calories a day. Here's where the problem is. That will maintain you. If you're consuming 1,600, you need to burn 1,600 calories.
Okay.
If you want to lose weight, you would burn more calories than 1,600. You would burn greater than 1,600 calories to lose weight. So what logically does that tell you if you want to gain weight?
Eat more.
Yep.
And get fat.
Well, the thing is, if you, so we'd want to eat more, greater than 1,600 calories over here.
And burn a little less.
And burn less. To gain. The thing is, you've got to eat the right kinds of food. We need fat in our body. I've talked to you about that, right? We need fat in our diets for our brains to develop. You, as growing children, need fat in your food to make your brain work. My mom is 83 years old. She wasn't getting enough fat in her food. And her brain was like starving, and she got dementia. She can't remember anything. Her brain doesn't work the way it normally does. As soon as she started getting some fat in her diet, her memory got better. Okay. Is that going to work with you as students?
No.
Does that mean you could go eat out and eat cake? There's a lot of calorie and fat in cakes. Is that going to be good for you?
No.
Not
a lot, but maybe like one piece of cake.
Yeah.
Well, then if you burn it,
be reasonable in all things. If you want a piece of cake, have a piece of cake. Don't eat the whole cake.
Yeah.
Okay? Have a cookie. Have two cookies. Don't have 10 cookies. Don't have 10 cookies every day. Don't have two cookies every day. Be reasonable in everything that you do. Yes. You're not what? You're 10? Okay, so a 10-year-old would still be burning 1,600 calories. But this is a low-activity person. This is somebody who's only doing about 30 minutes of exercise slash activity per day. We, as a school, try to get you an hour of activity a day. So if you're a moderate, moderation in all things, right? But if you're a medium activity person, meaning you get 30 to 60 minutes of exercise per day, and you are a 9-year-old boy, you need 1,800 calories. A girl still only needs 1,600. Is it fair? No.
Yeah, it is.
A 10-year-old boy would need 1,800 calories. A 10-year-old girl would need 1,800 calories. Let's skip to the next group. If you are a high activity person, meaning you get 60 minutes of exercise every day or more, and you are 9 years old and you're a boy, you need to burn 2,000 calories per day. If you're a girl, you only need 1,800 calories. If you're a 10-year-old boy, you would need 2,200 calories, and a girl would need 2,000. Okay? So, but if you want your body to grow big, you would have to eat more calories than you're burning. So a lot of times, I'll do a food diary unit with my high school kids, and they can't figure out why the boys can't figure out why they're growing, not growing. And then we look at what they're eating, and it's like, dude, you don't eat enough food in a day. You're burning way more calories than you're consuming. No wonder your body can't grow. Does that make sense? But the best way I can explain this is you need to put fuel in the tank. And then you need to burn the fuel. If you, remember I said you need fat, you need storage fat, some, to cushion your organs, to keep your body warm, for your brain to work properly, right? But if you aren't burning those calories, if you're not burning them, it turns into storage fat like these little Huggy Bear handles, the muffin tops. The little, what some people call them, love handles, belly rolls. What are some of the other beer bellies? I'm trying to think of some of the other names for extra storage fat. Apples, pears, okay. All right. So does that answer those questions? Okay, Arena. And after exercising more than a boy, what?
If a girl exercises
more than she eats. So a girl that exercises or burns more calories, they would lose weight. Can you compare it to a boy? Not really, because boys' bodies are different than girls. You're talking apples and oranges. You're talking Hereford cows versus Angus cows. You're talking footballs compared to basketballs. They don't match. Can they be the same? No. I'm just comparing. Can you, do apples match oranges?
Yeah.
No.
They're both brown. Yeah, but an apple has a leaf.